Clickety clack, be careful. Don't lean out too far.
Oh, goodness me, Clickety clack, what did I tell you about all that now?
Clickety clack, remember, President Pep told you you could come with us if you would be very, very careful and not lean out of the plane too far.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. Pretty soon we'll be coming to the Zony Zone.
Oh, yes, the Zony Zone. How do you make out when we arrive at the Zony Zone, President Pip? And do you mind telling us really what it is?
Well, you know what the Zony Zone is, don't you? Goodness me, that's right at the edge of the land of make-believe where we start to get to the land of upside down.
Oh, yes. And how can you tell about it?
Well, from the indicator on the indicator board, you see. About the time we get to the Zony Zone, this little bell rings, and then I have to turn the plane upside down. Otherwise, we couldn't land. Upside down.
Oh, I understand now, President Pip. Just see the little gingerbread man. He's enjoying his trip very, very much. He says he's so glad he came with us.
Well, Bugle Murphy and little gingerbread man and Clickety Clack soon will be back to my dear old homeland, the land of upside down.
Bugle Murphy and Clickety Clack are very, very happy indeed. Very, very careful, President Pip.
Oh, goodness me. But now, I don't know whether this is the right place or not. Oh, there we go. Loop the loop once and then turn over.
Careful, President Pip. Oh, I thought we were going right down into the ocean. Yes. Oh, we're very close to the ocean, it seems to me, President Pip.
Goodness me. We're just flying over the edge of the ocean. Look at the big waves.
Here we are, President Pip. Here's the land of upside down. See the city hall?
And everybody hang on tight because we're going to land. Oh, just missed that big wave.
All right, President Pip. Oh, careful now.
Bang! Oh, goodness me. Perfect landing.
Oh, you're a very good pilot, President Pip.
Yes, sirree. I'm a good pilot and I never pilot. Yeah, that's strange, isn't it? I'm a good pilot and I never... But I never pilot. Well.
Lady Clark, be careful. You can't walk that way. We're in the land of upside down now. Don't you realize that?
He was going to try to walk on his hands because everything seemed so strange. See, there's the good old city hall where Charlie the Mayor is.
A most remarkable man is Charlie the Mayor. You told me some very strange things about him, President Pip. What were they?
Well, don't you remember? Just a minute, I'll tell you before we meet him, and then you'll know just what sort of a person he is, and you won't seem like you don't feel at home with him.
Yes, President Pip.
Well, you know... He's the only citizen left here in the land of upside down, and so he's a very active man. He's the mayor, and he's also the elevator boy in the city hall. He runs his own elevator, and he's the janitor and everything.
Yes?
And he prints the newspaper, the daily newspaper, and, you know, he goes and sets the type and prints the paper, and then he delivers the paper, and he runs around to the back and comes out in front and gets his paper and sits down and reads it.
Very, very original, I would say, President Pip.
Not only that, he's his own milkman, too, you know. He goes and milks the cow, puts the milk in the bottle, delivers the milk, runs around to the back of the house and comes through the kitchen door and goes in and puts on his dressing gown and slippers and comes out and picks up his bottle of milk.
Oh, my, he must find many, many ways to take up the part of all of the citizens. What else does he do?
Well, he's just about everything there is. There's my old homestead. Goodness me, let's go over and see it.
Why, it must seem good to you, President Pip, to see the old homestead again.
Yes, indeed, I should say it does. Careful, Clickety Clack. You see, this is on Topsy-Turvy Boulevard.
Oh, yes, Topsy-Turvy Boulevard. Very beautiful indeed. My, but a very quaint-looking house.
Certainly. My Uncle Christopher built this house years ago. See, there's his picture.
How does it happen to be on the outside?
Oh, that's the inside. Most stylish house in town. Not only upside down, but it's inside out, too.
Oh, I should say, President Pip. A very clever idea, I think, to have the house built inside out as well as upside down.
Well, see dear old Uncle Christopher's portrait there on the wall? It does seem funny to have the kitchen outdoors and the parlor outdoors and everything. After living in the air castle a while...
My, but Uncle Christopher has quite a beard, hasn't he?
Yes, he's the only man that ever had as nice a beard as me. His beard isn't quite as long, either. He couldn't tie it around his waist like I can.
I don't suppose he could, President Hibbs. Oh, Bugler Murphy. Bugler Murphy is interested in those strange little animals. I wonder what they could be. Over there on the hillside.
Wonder what they could be. Oh, I know what they are. I know what they are. Those are those leaping whiffles.
Leaping whiffles? Oh, yes. The only other place we found them was on the moon. They're very peculiar little animals. They wear their fur on inside out and run backward.
Look out for them, clickety-clack. They don't hurt you, but they run so fast that they can't see where they're going, you know. They're liable to run into you and trip you. Oh, one of them tripped, clickety-clack. Get up, clickety-clack. Goodness me, I told you to be on the outlook. I mean on the lookout. Be on the outlook and the lookout.
Clickety-clack is going on over towards the city hall. My, it does seem strange to find the city hall upside down in this way.
I should say it does. Somebody's ringing the bell in the basement.
And, well, it's really the tower, isn't it?
Yes, that's the tower of the city hall. Charlie!
Oh, yes, we're calling Charlie the mayor. Only remaining citizen of the land of upside down.
Charlie!
Charlie! Bugler Murphy is helping us call him, too. Bugler Murphy, why not blow the salute on your little bugle? Perhaps that will interest him.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What did he say, story man?
I think he's calling help, President Pip. Oh, let's hurry.
Goodness me, how can you run this elevator? Somebody open the door. We'll have to get in the elevator and go up to the basement. There we are. How do you start it? Oh, goodness me. Seems strange to be riding in an elevator upside down. There it is.
Help, help, help.
Never mind. We'll be there in just a minute. He's in that room. He's locked in that room. Can't you get out, Charlie?
Let me out. Let me out.
Well, who could have locked him in there? Here, I'll open the door. Oh, Charlie, well, what are you doing in here? Goodness me. Untie his hands, untie his hands.
Oh, President Pip, dear old Aloysius, you're just in time. Oh, do you know that little slippery elf came here to pay me a visit?
That little slippery elf came here from the land of make-believe to pay you a visit and did this?
Yes. He told me to sit here in the chair. He wanted to tell me a very strange little story. And he told me a little story about how sleepy the king was in the sleeping kingdom. And before I knew it, the little fellow was yawning and yawning and stretching. And, well, you know, I got the habit too, and I fell asleep. And when I woke up, my hands were tied. And I guess he had locked the door.
Well, story man, what can you think of that? Goodness me, that little slippery elf is always up to mischief.
It's a very good thing that we managed to get here. Oh, we're very sorry. Why don't you come with us to the air castle? I think you'd like it much better there. Don't you get a little bit lonesome here?
Well, I get a little bit lonely at times, yes. Aloysius, would you like to have me as a guest?
Well, certainly. I've invited you about 15 times, and you never did accept the invitation. Why don't you come with us? We have a little trouble there once in a while with the tin soldiers and with the slippery elf, but you see, there are more of us there, and we can handle him all right. He doesn't dare do things like that in the air castle.
No, he would never think of trying to take President Pip prisoner or any of the rest of us. You see, there are so many other friendly elves and little brownies and everyone living in the air castle and nearabouts. And besides, we have a friend whose name is Mr. Un.
Mr. Un? What a strange name. And where did he come from?
Well, he's a friend we found in the jungle. We brought him with us, and he's my cook and personal bodyguard and everything. And he's the one who would certainly frighten the slippery elf. You know, he can even frighten a lion away.
You don't tell me.
Well, I do tell you. Certainly, didn't I tell you?
Oh, Aloysius, you're still quite a joker. Well, I'll be glad to go with you then.
All right, come on, Charlie. You'll enjoy it there, I'm sure. Clickety-clack and everybody is very happy to have you.
Well, why don't you introduce me to this little fellow? Who is he?
Why, that's the little gingerbread man, isn't it, President Pip?
Certainly, a little gingerbread man. He never walks, he always dances around.
Well, as I live and breathe, hello, little gingerbread man.
Hello, Charlie, he said. Goodness me, you're supposed to say, hello, Your Honor the Mayor. You haven't met him before.
Oh, that's all right. Just call me Charlie. Well, let's get in the elevator and go down to the attic.
All right, let's get in the elevator and go down to the attic. Then we'll be ready to go back home again. All right, open the door, somebody. Come on, Bugler Murphy, clickety-clack.
That's it. All right.
Some elevator, goodness me. Well, I hope it didn't jar anything. That's all I hope, goodness me. Okay, everyone, well. There we are. Now, everybody out and into the airplane.
All right. Oh, my. Bugler Murphy and Clickety Clacker seem to be a little bit upset. You know, they saw those strange little leaping whiffles running around, and they're quite annoyed by them.
Oh, don't pay any attention to them. As long as you keep out of their way, you're quite safe. Oh, they tripped me one time, and I bumped my head. I never got over it.
What do you mean, you never got over it? Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Well, here we are. Get in the airplane. Charlie, you can sit on the front with us. Clickety Clack, Bugler Murphy, and Little Gingerbread Man, get in the back. That's the way.
All right, then. Are you ready, President Pip?
When I say contact, give it the gas. I'll give it the gas, and you give it the propeller a twist. One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four to go. Contact!
Oh, this is a splendid aeroplane, President Pip.
Certainly, it runs on red pepper. My own invention, a sneeze motor. If I had all the sneezes in the world, goodness me, I could run a battleship. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Here we go. Hang on tight.
Here we go.
Goodbye, oh, my old haunts.
Goodbye, your old haunts. I didn't know the place was haunted.
Oh, no, I mean my old familiar places where I've lived so long.
Clickety-clack, what did I tell you about jumping around in the aeroplane?
That's better, Clickety-clack. Sit down now. Little Gingerbread Man, you be quiet too, please. All right.
My, but this plane does go very, very fast.
Goes about 1,500 miles an hour. It's the fastest plane there is.
Yes, you see, we can travel much faster in the land of make-believe because the atmosphere is so very thin.
Hey, we passed the zony zone again.
Oh, what happened?
Well, we turned right side up. How does it seem to be right side up for once in your life?
Oh, I don't know whether I'll be able to stand it or not. My, it seems very strange indeed. Oh, my, I should say it does. What is that over there with all the towers?
That's the air castle.
Oh, it'll be good to be back home again. President Pip, we're right over the air castle. Are you going to circle?
All right, we'll circle around and land. Everybody ready? Hang tight. Hang on tight because I'm going to land. All right. Rain!
Very good landing, President Pip.
I think you're a splendid pilot, President Pip.
Well, thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much for all the encouragement. Charlie, I'm certainly glad we were able to rescue you. Goodness me, what would you have done if you'd been there a prisoner?
Oh, I dread the thought of it. I dread the thought of it.
Never mind. Cheer up. We're all here together now, and you're most welcome to share the air castle with us.
By the way, you're so used to being the mayor. Remember that I'm the president here.
Oh, I should say so, President Pip. My political ambitions have long since gone.
There go the magic bells. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.